Mike Osborne with state and local news on WMOT at 4 minutes past. The head of Tennessee's largest association of drug rehab counselors and agencies says President Donald Trump appears to have taken a page out of Tennessee's playbook for his opioid epidemic response plan unveiled yesterday. Mary Lynn Salter heads the Tennessee Association of Alcohol, Drug, and Other Addiction Services. She notes that top Trump administration staffers were in Tennessee last year to take a look at some Chattanooga area addiction treatment programs. Earlier this year, Tennessee sent a delegation to the White House to confer on drug policy again. Salter says Trump's new plan looks very much like what Tennessee has pioneered.
I'm very impressed with the fact that they seem to have learned a lot and have paid attention to what addiction treatment providers were telling them works, and that they seem to be basing their strategy largely on those components.
Salter says, however, she does not believe the most controversial aspect of President Trump's plan will work. She says addicts can't think logically and so will not be deterred by the death penalty the president is proposing for drug dealers.
Most quote-unquote traffickers are people who are in active addiction, who are trying to basically support something that they cannot control.
Salter says there is one area of opioid addiction response that neither the federal government nor the state of Tennessee has yet managed to figure out. She says there's currently no good system for ensuring that individuals who overdose have immediate emergency access to treatment. That's local news for this hour on Roots Radio.